Care Coaches Insight programs continue here tonight. It is week one, high school football. Excited to get going this Friday night. And Jefferson County North taking on Morehill Mounts Academy, which you can hear right here on Care Radio Friday night. Tom Couts on the call. We're joined by the Chargers football coach, Jeff Schneider, as we get ready for week one again coming up Friday night. Coach, thanks again for the time. We always appreciate it. Another year. We're getting ready for 2025 to kick off. I just want one final thought. I know you've probably put last year behind you, but, you know, 2 years ago, you have that magical senior class. You make the run to the state championship game. You lose a hefty load off that 23 roster. You have a lot of new kids stepping in last year for the first time, yet you still go above 500, getting into the postseason, going 5-4. It was quite a turnaround from 23 to 24. How do you think your kids kind of handled that change and kind of progressed throughout the course and how things finished in 2024?
Well, you know, last year, you know, a lot of new faces and a lot of new places. I thought we were a really young team, actually, last year. I believe we had 31, and over half of them were freshmen, and several starters out of that mix, several underclassmen starters as well. So, you know, I thought as the season progressed, I thought we really grew and really matured. You could see just the improvement on a week-to-week basis. A lot of young players growing into roles, and, you know, kind of lead us into where we are here in 2025. You know, we had four seniors last year, lost one of them after week two, really unfortunate, terrific young man having a great season. So, you know, lost for the season. We played the rest of the year with three seniors. So we're bringing back eight on each side of the ball, a lot of experience. That was really noticeable throughout our summer programs and our camps that you had a lot of faces. Whenever we're huddling up, you have a lot of faces that were there from the previous. And again, we're leading that into this year. You know, we've had a good summer. We're above 30 again on our numbers. A lot of guys returning. Probably week one, a lot more depth than what we had last year. We were real young last year, so, you know, weren't quite as deep. You know, we're hoping for some good things. Our guys have really worked hard, and I think they're really hungry.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are geared up and ready to go, and we'll certainly talk about the matchup with the Ravens in a few minutes. But I want to start with your returning quarterback and senior, Will Elias. There are some really good quarterbacks in the Northeast Kansas League. I would put him certainly towards the top of that list. You know, last year, rushing for nearly 1,000 yards, you know, going for about 600 in the air, 15 total touchdowns, earning some all-league recognition. Progression from junior to senior year. What have you seen from him throughout the summer, this week, and gearing up for his senior campaign?
Well, I think Will is a tremendous athlete. You know, he's fast, elusive. I said this about it last year in one of our interviews. I said we snap in the ball and he can score from any blade of grass on the field. I mean, he's got that kind of athleticism, that kind of speed. The thing that I've seen going in is just embracing a lot more of the leadership role. You know, you've seen some maturation, some confidence, right from the start. And then I think, you know, giving that to some of the younger players, you know, able to help out and what he knows and spread that knowledge around us a little bit more. But I think the confidence has grown in him tremendously.
On the other side of the ball defensively, let's talk about the D-line. You certainly have quite a few returning players there. Three key returning seniors up front in the trenches. Most coaches are probably going to say, you know, every game it's going to start up front. So you can even kind of lump this with the offensive line as well. Sure, a lot of guys play both ways. But, you know, defensively, that kind of core group coming back, it seems like you got a deep group and good experience on that defensive front.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think in all levels of football, I think your offensive, defensive lines, both sides, you need to be strong if you want to have a chance for success. So, you know, having that, if we're going to have some experience, that's where it's going to be. We have some, like you said, a lot of senior depth up there, but we have, some good young players in the mix as well, too. So hopefully we'll get some rotation going, and we'll keep guys fresh and just, you know, stay strong in that. And then our back seven, that's where, you know, we're returning the majority of our players. You know, we lost one senior linebacker and everyone else is coming back. So we're pretty deep back there. A lot of experience back there now. And a lot of the guys are still going to be back with us in the years to come. So, you know, I'd say this about us overall. I think we still have a lot of youth. I think we're still playing some younger players, but I think that the potential and upside for them is they're putting the work in. I'd state it like that. They're earning those snaps and they're doing a good job in their development.
Couple more minutes here with Jeff Schneider, Jefferson County North football coach. They're gearing up for Morehill Mounts Academy coming up Friday night in the season opener, which you can catch right here on Care Radio with Tom Couts on the call. We'll get into the Ravens in a moment, but just kind of the overall thoughts on the league. Take your team out of it. You know, just on paper, Jackson Heights, very, very good. Riverside, they bring back everyone. Those two certainly appear to be kind of the class of the league, and those two square off in week one. A lot of other of these teams just kind of jockeying for position, you know, the teams like Oskaloosa, Pea Ridge, just trying to find some momentum, you know, going into the year. How do you kind of view the league here in 2025, maybe compared to last year?
Well, I think, even going back, this will be my 11th year as a head coach, I think the top of our league has always been very strong, and I think that's going to remain again. I do think we have some depth in it. As we've gotten more teams, I think we have developed some depth overall. There's always a little bit of coaching turnover. It kind of feels like we always catch that at the very beginning of the season. Those are harder preps when you don't always have much film or maybe know what you're getting into. But I think our league is solid. I think we have some good football teams, some terrific football coaches, and some you're going to have a lot of obviously the all-league portion, but you're going to have a lot of postseason honors. You can look at that over the last several years, and there'll probably be that as well this year when the season's all wrapped up. So I feel like our league is in good shape.
And you guys are hosting Moore Hill Mounts Academy coming up on Friday night in the season opener. I guess maybe before a couple nuts and bolts here, the overall thoughts on the Ravens, a 4-5 year under Zach Fredrickson a year ago. They come back. They're going to have a new quarterback. They got a really good group of guys in the backfield at running back, good skill position players, and a couple really good linemen. You know, what's at least on paper initially the thoughts on Moore Hill Mounts Academy here?
Well, I think you just hit on, several very good returning players. I thought they and several upperclassmen obviously still in the mix. I thought they, obviously turned a corner last year. You could see them growing some confidence, and you could see them with their development. Coach has been there for a little while and is doing a good job. I think every year you have to, turn the page and open a new chapter, and I think they've got some good parts to open that book with. Some size up front. The running back he ran hard last year, a good player. The quarterback is new, but he's athletic. And the wideout, very, very fast. And I think they've got depth at other positions as well, too. They're bringing back some players as well that have varsity experience. So I think they're a very tough week one prep. We went in last year and we knew something about them, but we got to the field and saw players we didn't know were going to be on the team. So that's tough going into week one. You don't have as much film, as much time to prepare. So your in-game adjustments, I think, are going to come into play a lot more in that regard. But yeah, I think they've got a lot of good parts, particularly up front.
Finally, Coach, kind of a two-parter here, and we'll get you out of here. We really appreciate it as we're off and running here in 2025. Last year, this season opener at Moore Hill, it was one of the better games in week one, but the Ravens came out on top 22-20. I guess the first part of the question is, do you take much from the game last year in terms of the preparation going into this year? And then also just give us a few keys for Friday night's game.
Well, I thought last year going into week one, as I said before, a very young team. I think there was a lot of unknowns about us. Our depth chart was not as deep as what it was near the end of the season. I'd say this, looking down the stretch, you hit. We caught a really strong McCall team last year, Jackson Heights and Riverside. Those were our last three games, all veteran teams, older guys, and we took losses in those games. But I thought for us, if you viewed us and saw us from week to week, I thought we were a better team in those games than what we were early on in the season because our players had developed. This year we're coming in a little bit more developed, but I think, obviously there's a lot of room for improvement. We've had a good summer. We've had a good couple weeks of practice. It's time for a game. I think everybody's excited for a game. It's always special hosting week one as well, too. But, our goal is to continue to improve year to year and in week to week. And week one is just a measuring stick, against a good Moore Hill team. So, our guys are really excited. They're embracing the challenge, and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Well, excited to get it going. Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider joining us. We'll have that game for you right here on CARE Radio on Friday night. JC and hosting Moore Hill Mounts Academy to kick off the 2025 season. Coach, as always, we appreciate the few minutes each week. Good luck Friday night. We'll talk to you again ahead of week two next week. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you very much.